Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey, hey, good bitches. Welcome to another episode of The Hotline. We're picking up all your hot thoughts, your hot feelings, and your hot questions.
Shit, baby, we're here for the long haul on The Hotline. Shall we get into it? I fucking love this show.
It's just fun. It's just fun. That's what I love. We've got two new questions for Hotline this week. Are you ready, Jules?
Please.
Steamy up in here. The first one is from one of our anonymous GBs. You know, we keep it anonymous here. If you ever don't want to reveal your name, you could give yourself a cheeky pseudoname. We'll give yourself a little nickname. You always could. That's fun, isn't it?
What would be your cheeky nickname? If you're writing it anonymously, Jodie Clark, what would be your little cheeky April May or something?
Goldilocks. Oh, maybe yeah. Goldilocks.
I think I'd still go with Aldi Ham Vagina.
That's gorgeous. We've just got to keep balanced here on the show.
Imagine if my were like Jules.
Oh, stop. That's bullshit, that is.
That's okay. I've got a beef sandwich on prayer.
I've seen her vagina. She's all jokes. She's all jokes, GB. She's all jokes. All right, let's get into our first question for the hotline this week from Anon. Hi, GBs. I am in need of some advice. Basically, my mental health is at an all-time low at the moment. I'm hating my job. I've been applying for jobs, but no one's getting back to me. I'm the only single friend in our group. All of my friends are loved up. Don't get me wrong. I'm super happy for them. I just haven't had a boyfriend before, and I'm 22. Am I cursed or something? It's always just been hookups for me. So I'm just reaching out to ask for some advice and see if you girls have been in the same boat as me. It just feels like I'm stuck in life. Sorry if this question is a bit off topic, because I know you girls love to hear the spicy stuff as well. Oh, gorgeous girl. But we love these types of questions as well, because they're just bloody relatable. We all go through it.
We talk about this still. Can I say something to you, 22-year-old? It unfortunately doesn't get easier, but you get better. Because
it doesn't get easier, gorgeous.
But you get better. Tip number one, the first thing that's coming to my mind, Jodes, don't focus on the boy element of your life. Focus on that job and that career. Because you're down in the dumps, if you're looking for love at the moment, you're looking out of desperation and not out of want. And we always want to look for love out of want, because we want to wake up and it's a choice that we're spending our day with someone. It's a choice that we're loving someone. If it's out of desperation, that's where a lot of bad things, the foundations itself, are already rocky.
You bang on. You've got to be right with yourself. And I hate to say it, but as soon as she said 22, I was like, oh, doll, I've got sweetheart, angel, I've got 10 years on you, doll, and I'm in the same bloody place. I'm still happy. I'm still figuring it out. You don't have to have shit figured out at 22. Jesus, you're certainly not cursed. I think... it's perfect that you've only just had hookups, doll. You do not want to be getting in serious relationships at your age. Trust me. You'll regret it when you get older. 20s are all about finding out who the fuck you are, what you like, what you want from this life, discovering, you know, new hobbies, new jobs, new friendships. It's all about you. This is your time.
Selfish years, yeah. Fucking hell, 22. As Brody next to me would know, I was a fucking about brain at Stereosonic every fucking week.
Oh my God. But at 22, I was like just coming out of uni. I was just thinking about moving to Sydney. I was a big party girl. I certainly wasn't worrying about being in a relationship.
No, but I do feel you. And can I just say, I didn't have my first love interest. I didn't have my boyfriend. I don't even think I started having good sex until I was like mid-20s or 22 at least. I think I got my first boyfriend, yeah, I think I got my first boyfriend at, yeah, 22 or 23. And can I just say, anonymous GB, because I was single during those intense years of everyone else coupling up and hooking up and everyone else getting attention but me, it seemed, I'm going to be too harsh myself, it actually made me into such an incredible friend. I will say that I'm a really good friend. And I'm so sickly loved, and I'm sure you will be too, because you had so much time in your teenage years to give to others. People will remember that shit. And it's during those years where you truly mold out your foundation for life and your friends for life. And I would bet my good, sweet money that you are an amazing friend, you're an amazing daughter, and you're going to be an amazing colleague because you're not wasting your time on these absolute baby boys.
Oh, that's gorgeous, that is. So just go, our advice is to just go bloody easy on yourself. God, 22. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Have your hookups. If you're going to have a little love interest, it'll happen organically, doll. Don't put that pressure on yourself. It'll happen when it's meant to happen. Just focus on yourself. Focus on your friends.
Yeah.
Focus on your job. Yourself,
focus on your career. Please do not focus on the boy element. Boys are so fun, but at that age, they're not really worth our time. You'll be getting a fucking what, a dry fingering here and there. Like, they're just awful at sex.
They're a hot mess. Look up,
my darling.
If your mental health's low, look after yourself, right? Make sure your exercise, make sure the exercise is there. Make sure you're eating properly. Trust me, if you put yourself first, everything else will fall into place.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Can I say my second one? Because I'm reading this quickly and scanning it over and I'm like, oh, I don't remember writing into the GB hotline.
It's GB, a little too close to home.
GB says, hi, gals. I need to vent and have a quick convo with you about the feeling we are all too familiar with, .. the Sunday scaries. I am so fucking happy with life, which feels so liberating to be able to say confidently. This made me think back to your episode, No Shame in Our Game, where Jules was speaking about dancing in the streets, listening to Stevie Nicks.
Just like the wild winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And said, I am so happy I could die. And I could not relate more. Having outrageous amounts of fun with beautiful people and building movie-like memories is what I have been living for lately. Now, although I say and mean with all of my chest, why are the Sunday, any weekday, scaries so bloody real? I understand it is just the give and take with drinking and having that kind of fun. But I guess what my long-winded question is, girls, do you have any rituals you do to make yourself physically and emotionally feel better when you are deathly hungover and have that yuck feeling of overthinking about silly, harmless things you might have said the night before, etc.? Or do we simply just need to ride the wave? Love you, bitches.
Definitely ride the wave. When she was reading that, I was just thinking, oh, you know what my first thought was? Masturbate.
Masturbate. Is that what you do when you're hungover? I love having sex hungover. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But even if you don't have a partner and you're feeling lonely, just have sex with yourself.
Yeah, I would say masturbate first, because otherwise I start going through the black book on Sunday, Jodes. I'm like,
no.
Give me a bit of a cuddle because I'm a bit sad.
Yeah, so no, don't let that be your go-to? Masturbation. I personally, I know that I know some sick, disgusting people like to go for runs and drink lots of water and all that bullshit. I'm sorry, but I'm an advocate for just ordering your bloody Maccas, writing yourself off, watching whatever you want to watch on Netflix. As you, some people might say that's, you know, harmful. Others call it riding the wave. And that's the kind of wave that I like to be on when I'm hungover.
You love your hair. She fucks up this every time she's hungover. She either orders a Nutella pizza or she orders this Hershey cookies pizza from Pizza Hut. She's obsessed. That's what she orders when she's hungover.
It fucking goes so hard. And I always, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm like, yes, I was a bit of a slob that day, but I got through it. I had a restful one. And then you just crack back on that week. Yeah. Like just... Yeah, don't worry about when she talks about having that yucky feeling of overthinking silly, harmless things. Well, you and I can both relate to that, Jules. We've all had many a silly night where you say things you don't mean, or you might embarrass yourself in front of a guy or something like that. That's just life, baby. That's just living and learning. And you'd be surprised how little people give a fuck about the dumb shit you do. They're more worried about what's going on with them, doll.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm queen of the speaker box when I'm out. Everyone knows I love a good toast. Even at kick-ons, the kick-ons I wasn't invited to, I'll stand up and do a toast. You bet your ass I will. I think the best thing I do is I'm not as sick in the head as Jodie says. I don't go for like my Barry's, but what I do, I actually have to get out and go to the park or something. I have to get out because I'm in my own filth. I honestly have to, unless I can't keep water down one of those days, but I'm assuming you just mean when you're a bit hungover. I have to change locations. Doesn't have to, it can just be for 15 minutes. Doesn't have to be a whole thing. Mm. And then I also check in with my girlfriends about something. Like if I'm really fucking tweaking in my head and I'm going through something, I shouldn't have said Carl was a bad person in front of Carl. I shouldn't have said that. I'll say to one of my friends, was it bad that I said that thing about Carl? And 9 times out of 10, they'll go, what thing? I go, you know, when I said I don't like Carl in front of Carl, they go, oh, no, we were all fucked. You know, they will often, if not like 100% of the time, they will back you in reassurance and be like, okay, good, good, good. But you need to hear that from other people unless you really fucking destroyed your life, and then that's a whole other thing.
So leaning on your support system, essentially, that's a great way to make yourself emotionally feel better. Physically as well, if I am feeling really sick, another goodie is just having a nice hot, long hot shower, doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clean the chakras out.
Although you'll be lying in your, you get bloody bed sores. By the time at 4 p.m. rolls around, you get bed sores, but you need to get up and you need to shower. I'm not one against the, and many people who have been out with me will know that I'm not against a sneaky tack yak to make myself feel better the next day.
Well, I think what's good here is that you've got two different opinions here. I'm more of a ride the wave gal, and Jules is get yourself up out of your funk, have a change of scenery, maybe go for a walk, maybe pop down to the park for a halfer, get on the blower to a friend, talk it out, you'll feel better.
On that note, I'm going to pick that because I think we're going to go for a drink in the city, Rhodes, and I'm going to go. And is that okay?
Okay. Well, that's gorgeous. Another hotline. Oh, it's just so steamy and hot every week. Make sure you stay tuned in, GPs. The hotline is back with you. Every Friday we're doing this, and it's fast becoming our favourite show. So keep writing them in because we can just keep on making the show better. It's all about you guys and how you want to make it work. So keep the listener questions coming in, and we'll see you next Friday.
Love you so much.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, You're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's one.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.